Well, brethren, the holy day season is upon us, and we look forward to the Lord's holy days and what they picture in God's plan for us. But of course, there are some false days that Satan has been able to get others to observe that seem to fall around the same time as the holy days. People that claim to be followers of Christ are keeping these false days, days that they believe are centered around Jesus, but sadly they are mistaken. We cannot get away from these false days unless you lock yourself in your house and do not do or go anywhere but to church events. These days are known to you. Of course, I am talking about Easter behind me, which is tomorrow, and Christmas, and all the other holidays that have been adopted to confuse and derail most people in this world from God's plan and His holy days and their meaning for us. And before I started dating my wife and coming to church, I was oblivious to the holy days. I had no idea that God had instructed us to keep certain days to celebrate these. I was like most people keeping Easter and Christmas, namely because I was a kid and I didn't know any better. I relied on my parents to make sure that I was doing the right things. Before we get into the sermonette, though, I would like to mention that sometimes having kids is a good thing. No, having kids is great. But what I mean by this is that I had another topic in mind, and I started writing about it. And since I haven't typed up a sermon in a while, I was kind of rusty and fumbling my way through. But just like always, God worked His way in my mind and showed me another topic that I should speak on. So the other day, my wife came to me and told me that my oldest son was given a writing assignment. Since he wasn't going to participate in the Easter festivities, he had to write a paper instead. His teacher assigned him a 2-page paper over the following. She would like to understand why my son doesn't celebrate Easter or Christmas, and also why he tells her that he doesn't want to join in when they're coloring drawings of Christ's resurrection and His birth. She also wanted some sort of biblical reference that states why he would not keep these days. So in this sermonette, I would like to look at 3 reasons not to keep Easter or Christmas, like the rest of the Christian world does. These are also some of the reasons that we're going to put in his paper for his teacher. Reason 1. Holidays like Easter, Christmas, and Halloween are based on pagan, non-biblical traditions that God did not give to us. We all know that Easter and Christmas are pagan, and these holidays were adopted and changed to look like days that are centered around Jesus' birth and His resurrection. And even though we know that these days are not given to us from God, just celebrating them in the slightest can slowly derail us from going down the right path that God wants us on. If we let our son color eggs or draw pictures of Christmas trees or a manger scene, this will only confuse him and maybe one day turn his heart from doing what is right in God's eyes. But some can say, just let him color the Christmas drawings and some Easter eggs. His friends are doing it. There's no harm in it. It's fun. And all the other kids are doing it. And it seems fun and harmless, but if we let him start when he is young and impressionable, then the root of having or wanting to observe these celebrations are planted in his mind. I sort of liken it to King Solomon's heart. When King Solomon's heart was turned from God because he had all his ladies and they were all around him with false gods and false traditions that he had to hear about all the time, and inevitably it turned his heart. If we can look in Deuteronomy 12:29 through 32. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations that you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land. Take heed for yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them, and that you do not inquire about their gods, saying, how do these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. Verse 32, whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add or take away from it. God does not want us to worship him in any other way that is contrary to the ways that he has told us that he wants to be worshiped. Reason number two. God tells us in the Bible that the words and laws are from him, and only he can change them. A person that does not have the authority cannot change the laws that are set in this or any other country. So why do people think that they can just change the laws and days that are in the Bible that God has instructed us to keep and honor? It's because deep down, humans do not like to be told what to do. And we feel, or they feel, that their needs and their wants are more important than other people. Over in Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 4:2, you shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. People have taken it upon themselves to change or omit some of the commandments so they can involve themselves in idolatry, worship, or just as bad, they have changed the Sabbath day to a day of sun worship. But we are blessed to know that those holidays are full of, we are blessed to know that holidays full of bunnies and searching for eggs and decorating a tree with lights and putting gifts underneath have nothing to do with Jesus and his teachings. Reason number three. The third reason, which should be obvious, or the most obvious, there is nowhere in the Bible, Old or New Testament, that says we need to keep Easter or Christmas. We are aware of the events that surround Jesus and his birth, and the fact that Jesus did die for us. So at any time we can call to the Father and be forgiven of our sins. And Jesus himself didn't keep days other than the holy days that are laid out in Leviticus, which is in the Old Testament. Jesus kept and taught from a collection of books that, according to most theologians, are books that have nothing to do or can't help you reach salvation. They were done away with. But we know the truth about that. These holidays that others observe throughout the year are false and pagan. They have and are set in a foundation of idolatry and worship to other gods. They have nothing to do with Jesus and his true teachings. God warns us through the scriptures to guard ourselves from practicing days that are adopted from other religions and people. We live in a world and are surrounded at all times by false holidays, which are difficult to ignore. This is why we must focus and read and have the scriptures in our hearts and mind continually. You don't have to answer, but how many of you know ex-church members that are now keeping Easter and Christmas, even though they know that they are pagan and God despises them? So to conclude, God has a plan for us. His plan is laid out through the keeping of the holy days that he had to create for us to reach salvation and come into his family. Human beings as a species are kind of funny, or should I say kind of sad. We have the most intellect of all the creatures that God has created. We have the ability to do great and amazing things. We can build marvelous structures that reach thousands of feet into the air. We have been to space and even landed on the moon. But those are just physical things. We are good at the physical because we are physical. But there is a whole spiritual level that we are given the ability to understand and to be part of. Sadly, most don't understand at this time, but we are blessed to know. But even though we can achieve all these things, we also have this idea that most times we know better than God. We feel we can change and add to the scriptures and the commandments to fit our narrative. God gave us the Sabbath and the holy days because of us. We, the human race, we messed up in the beginning, not God. We had a great and amazing thing in the Garden of Eden, and which was full of splendor and beauty. But our human nature and self-reasoning kicked in, and of course Satan was there to do his part. And now we have a lifetime of sin that we have to overturn and conquer. But since we messed up first, now we have sin in our lives, and that puts a wedge between us and God. But God loves us so much, he came up with another way, through his Son and the holy days, that we can still become brothers and sisters in Christ. God lays out his commands and instructions on how to keep his holy feast days. He clearly tells us which days to keep and how to keep them. And who are we to change that?